Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Rick is looking for a second date update this morning with Jamie. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. So good to talk to y'all.
Good to talk to you, yeah, too.
Trying to work something out here for you. Why don't you take us from the beginning, go through the steps and how you met Jamie and all that good stuff, and we'll go from there.
All righty, cool. I met Jamie on Tinder, believe it or not, and we met up actually a couple times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The first time to coffee, and then we met up for drinks a couple days after that. And let me just start off saying that she is so hot. She's a super hot girl. I mean, she's really attractive. I mean, not just that, she's also fun. You know, she has one of those personalities. You just want to, I don't know how to explain it. You just want to be around her all the time. You know, she's always like bubbly, upbeat. She smiles a lot, laughs a lot. You know, she's easy to talk to, all that good stuff. And I don't know.
Remind you of anyone you know, Jeff?
I was thinking Jenny McCarthy was kind of the embodiment of someone who's really hot, but like funny,
fun,
you know, back
goofy.
In the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I mean you too.
Yeah,
of course.
I know. That's fine. Jenny right. And I have a lot in common.
Yeah. Except Donnie Wahlberg.
I know. She got him.
Yeah. So, yeah, that helps because no offense, but there are a lot of beautiful, attractive, stunning women that know they are, so they don't really feel like they need to put the effort forth, and
yeah,
they might not be as fun or funny or as interesting.
Very rarely do you find the whole package.
The whole package,
right?
Jen, yes.
It's not very many of us out there.
That's right. So you're saying Jamie's it?
She is, man. And honestly, the chemistry, it was just there. You know, we hung out and we went back to my place, and you know, things went really well there, you know, and it didn't feel like our first time together. It felt like we had done this before, you know, and you know, felt like we've known each other forever. And you know, I seemed comfortable with her, she seemed comfortable with me. There's no awkward moments, no, you know, weird silences, anything like that. Everything was perfect, you know, it was all good.
That is good.
Instantly felt chemistry, and like she stayed over. So we woke up the next morning, you know, we had coffee and then she left. That was it. You know, I sent her a couple messages after, and I tried to call her and she hadn't responded. Nothing. I haven't gotten a text. I haven't gotten a call. You know, I've no clue what's going on. So this is why I called y'all, and it's just bugging me, man. I don't know what's going on.
Take us back to those final moments, though, right before she left. Did she say anything?
It didn't feel weird. I mean, we had coffee, we talked. I mean, she wasn't
like small talk, like, oh my God, that was so good last night, or talk about the weather.
It was kind of small talk. Yeah. Like she kind of had to run, you know, it was like she had to go, but I don't think it was awkward or weird. I mean, it was just, you know, it just felt like another day, you know, it didn't feel like anything was wrong, you know, but it was, you know, it could have been a little awkward just because of what we had just done, you know, but it wasn't like she was not into me. Yeah. You know, I can still feel that she was, you know, still into me a little bit. So that's why it's weird. It's puzzling.
Did she say anything like, hey, I'll call you later?
She did not. No, she didn't. She didn't say that. But I told her I would call her later, and then I did, and then she did not answer.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we take a break? When we come back, Rick, we're going to call Jamie. We'll see what she thought of you, the coffee date, which obviously went well, followed by drinks, and then going to your place. And it sounds like it's all been good up until now. Where do we go from here? We'll find out. A second date update continues next.
Is coming. Shut it out with new windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, Tim. Right now, buy one window, get one free. They also do siding, roofing, and doors. Call 513-755-1800. Check out UWDSouthwestOhio.com.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Rick meets Jamie on Tinder. They've already gotten together a couple of times so far. The first time they went out for coffee, which went well enough, led to drinks. And what he loves about Jamie is that not only is she just drop-dead stunning beautiful, but she's also fun and funny. Now, he talked about the chemistry they shared, although I think that some people are so charismatic, like Jamie is, she could have chemistry with anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know people like that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It makes her more hot.
Right.
Yeah.
Not to say she didn't have chemistry with you, Rick.
But, you know, that also makes her life very hard because then everybody thinks that they are her best friend or they think that they're the one that she's going to want to date and that they are. Yeah.
Yeah. They make you feel like you're the only person in the world.
Right. And, you know, you may be, but you may also not be that they are just that wonderful with all people at all times.
Well, Rick was the only person in Jamie's world for one hot night. And then after a cup of coffee, she left. So I don't know where that leaves Rick. He's tried to call. There's been no response from her. And here we are wondering, okay, it's been days now. Where is Jamie? So we're going to call her up on Rick's behalf and see what we can find out. You ready, Rick?
Yeah, man. Let's do it. I'm ready to find out.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Jamie?
Hi, who is this?
It's... She sounds adorable. It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
Hi.
Jeff and Jen?
From
are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are you a fan?
I am a huge fan. But now I'm wondering why you're calling me. Is this second date update?
Yeah, you got it.
It really is the only reason we ever call anybody, it feels anyway. Yeah.
We give away $500 once a month for the birthday thing.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
That,
that's true. You're right.
But,
oh, my gosh. That's, I kind of figured because there's only one guy who would call you, and I just can't believe you're calling me. This is crazy.
Well, we are talking about Rick, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. Rick was just really taken with you, and it sounded like you two had a great evening. I guess you've gotten together a couple of times, and he had reached out and was hoping to see you again. And then when you hadn't returned his call or any of his texts, he kind of took that to mean that maybe something else had developed or maybe you weren't as into him as he thought you were. You want to kind of fill us in on where Rick stands with you and if there's somebody else in your life?
No, there's no one else. I can't believe what I'm about to tell you guys. But basically, it was the way our last date ended. And up until that point, I was so into him, like big time. And until the very last minute, after I saw the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in someone's apartment. Oh, my God.
What was it?
I don't even know if I can tell you without throwing up. Like, it's so gross.
I'm ready. Let me get the basket.
Okay. So, I was sitting at the table drinking my coffee, and he had this little bowl of fruit sitting there. And right beside the bowl of fruit, there was a pile of toenail clippings on the table.
Like a big pile or just like, you know, a big toe?
No, a big pile.
God.
Like this had been weeks of clipping.
I'm done with you. Rick, I gotta go. No.
So it wasn't just, you know, I'm going to set him there because I don't want to just let him fling all over the room and just forgot to clean up, or this is a collection of some sort.
I'm so sorry about that. I put the clippings in compost. It's really good for plants, and it has tons of nutrients and all the good stuff. And, man, I just forgot to put them with the rest of the compost. I'm usually pretty good at that.
So you sit at the kitchen table, you snip your toenails, you leave the clippings on the table until you remember to put it in the compost.
As weird as it sounds, that is correct. Yeah, that's how it goes down.
I don't know if I believe you.
He's saving the earth. Don't you love that?
I've never heard of that before. That just sounds, I don't know. I have to Google that because that sounds really crazy to me.
It's a thing. Just Google it and you'll find out. It is a thing.
Can you Google
it? Okay.
I'm doing it right now.
Google that. Toenails, compost.
I am. Yes, nail clippings are
compostable.
Yes, and it says that it is good for plants. It's gross. The best way to utilize nail clippings is in a compost pile. Then you can use that stuff to put on your plants.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't.
Yeah.
Why flush them?
Why waste
when
anything?
When you can put them under the begonias.
You can recycle lots of things in different ways. So, I mean, you know, he's being like environmentally conscious. It's just he, you know, his methods maybe could use a little tweaking.
Like put them in a coffee can like the rest of the stuff.
Or clip outside.
Oh, man.
That's yes, please. Outside, at the table where we eat.
That's my fault on that. I didn't mean to do that at the table. I didn't think that they would still be there. But yeah, you're right. I'll start doing it at a different location.
Must you do it at all?
Well, he's got to clip his toenails.
It's for the plants.
And if the plant, you know.
I mean, of all the things, though, I think I'm okay with this one not making it into the compost pile.
Mm.
It's just, I don't know.
Well, there's green and then there's that. Any chance of a recovery here, Jamie?
I do like that he's being environmentally friendly because that's important to me too, even though I've never heard of someone putting their toenails in the compost.
Mm-hmm.
But I do really like Rick. And as long as I never see a pile of toenail clippings ever again, I would be willing to give it another chance.
Yes.
Wow.
Done. No more clippings. Done.
My hell.
Well, I mean.
Well, you are cool.
Well, here's the thing that I think she realizes. I mean, when you partner up with somebody or anybody that you just get to know really well on a very intimate level, guaranteed they are going to disappoint you at some point in time in some way, and they're going to gross you out in some way, whether it be minor or major. There's going to be something that happens that just kind of goes, ooh. And so you've got to decide, you know, if that ooh is fixable. And I think putting toenails directly into the compost rather than leaving them on the table is something that's fixable.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Jamie, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
That's right.
Oh, no.
No.
All right, so that wasn't that long ago. That was only a couple of months ago. And we love this couple so much, we wanted to check back in with them and see how things were progressing. And it's my understanding we have at least one of them on the line with us. Is this Jamie?
Hi, guys. Yes, it's Jamie again.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Wait, you're engaged.
Oh, yay.
You guys opened a pedicure center.
Or you have a baby on the way.
Oh, my God. Are you pregnant?
None of the above.
None of the above. Are you still together?
Not quite.
So okay. What happened?
So you guys remember I had seen a pile of toenail clippings on the dining room table and he said he composted them and I was like, okay, as long as you never do that again.
Yeah.
So we did end up going out after that and we actually became exclusive.
Nice.
Then after totally falling for him, I found out that on the weekends he goes to old people's homes and clips toenails.
Old people's? You mean like random old people's houses? He just shows up? Or are you talking like nursing homes? Like an old people home?
Nursing home.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
So he like volunteers to clip their toenails?
Yes.
Is that also a thing?
Hold on. Let me Google this.
Do people do that?
Another Google.
I think this is a thing.
It's like a volunteer type thing.
Because, I mean, old people need all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you know, they need their hair done. They need their...
But he's not like a professional manicurist.
You don't need to be a professional to clip somebody else's toenails.
It says here, volunteers, I won't tell you this organization, but it says here, volunteers can style hair, paint nails, provide hand and foot massages.
Okay.
So I guess it is a thing.
So what about that was disturbing to you, Jamie?
So at first, that was totally fine. I actually really admired him for doing that, but... One morning, I saw in one of his bags a huge Ziploc of toenails.
Oh. Why would he have
a
that?
A huge one. Like, the biggest Ziploc of toenails.
It's for the
and
yard.
They were all different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, but he's not putting that in the compost, is he? This is, like, yeah.
Not if he's accumulated that many.
Wow.
Okay. Now I'm out.
Do you have any idea what he does with it?
I have no idea, and I can't bring myself to ask him about it. I just feel too weird.
That is weird. I mean, it'd be one thing if he was like, I'll dispose of them, and he dumped them out every day or something, but I don't know. I can't even believe we've gone this far with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, agreed. I don't know how I'm even in this situation. It's so bizarre. And I feel like he has some weird thing about toenails. And okay, you guys, the worst part is that the other night he asked if he could clip mine.
There's room for a couple more in the bag.
He's got a toenail thing, girl. This is gross. Wow. I'm out again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really not quite sure what to do with all that.
Yeah.
Why?
So
what is that?
Because I like him so much.
Just think of the nutrients for the soil in his yard.
He's going to be able to grow some beautiful flowers.
Those hostas are going to be killer next year.
Oh, my God. This is gross.
Have you actually seen this compost heap that he claims he has? Does it even exist?
I have, but never has he dumped a huge Ziploc full of toenails in there.
Jeff's face during this convo is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Jamie, it was a pleasure talking with you. I don't even know where to go with that.
I'm not sure either. Because I just immediately, you know what happens to your toenails when you get old?
Yeah, thought about that.
And just...
Colors.
Colors and the thickness and the... It's just... Wow. I mean, we need kind people like that to go into nursing homes. And because, you know, I hope if there comes a day that I can't cut my own, that someone will do that for me.
Got to take care of your nails.
I just hope they're not taking the clippings home and doing something weird with them.
That's weird.
I don't know if I believe anything that's happening with this man and the toenails. Okay. I just can't.
Well, I believe Jamie.
I do, too.
And we appreciate you coming back on Second Date Update Week.
Thank you guys so much for taking my call. I wish I had better news to report.
Oh, it's okay.
You want to send her to Mitchell's?
Let's let somebody paint her toenails for her.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
something tells us you're going to be just fine.
I think so, too.
Thank you, guys. I need it.
Great talking to you again.
You, too.
Oh. Second Date Update Week. Ain't it grand?
And we got that to look forward to.
I know. So if you missed any part of that, we will play it again, starting in about a half an hour. And in the meantime, if you need some help with a Second Date Update, you can send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.